Special meeting of the Cambria Community Services District Board of Directors for Friday, September the 18th, 2009 will come to order. Will everyone please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag and country. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let the record reflect that all five board members are present, so we do have a quorum. The first item on the agenda is public comment for members of the public to address the board on matters that are not on the agenda. I don't have any requests to speak under the first public comment period. Anybody in the audience want to address the board on an item that's not on the agenda? Seeing none, we'll move on to item 3A. Which is consideration of resolution 43-2009 authorizing expenditure of $166,000 of Cambria Community Services District reserves required for local matching funds to encumber federal appropriations for fiscal year 2008-2009 ending September 30th, 2009 for desalination project geotechnical investigation. Staff report, please.
Thank you. I'm going to start out. Bob Gressens, our district engineer, is present in case there are any obviously technical questions that come up. This special meeting was necessary in order to accommodate a request by the Army Corps of Engineers for local matching funds of $166,000 as a result of their not being able to get the Project Cooperative Agreement Amendment processed in time before the end of their fiscal year, which ends September 30th. So we have signed PCA, Project Cooperative Agreement, for 75% federal share and then a 25% local cost sharing. This represents and gets them through the end of their fiscal year, 2008-2009, like I said before, through September 30th. Bob explains in the staff report that we are working currently with them, and he has some documents today with regard to timelining for the project that shows in order for them to continue and to use those ERA funds, the stimulus money, we're going to have this in place in their bank account by next Tuesday. So that was the urgency in getting this scheduled so that we can get the money wired to them based upon your consideration and approval. And then, like I said, district engineers here, so is district council, if there are any questions from the board.
Questions of the general manager or the engineer?
Just a brief one. How did you come up with 166 grand? Did that equate to $664,000? And you take 25% of that? That's to get them through the end of the year and their funding?
Bridge funding for the local match. $166,000 was discussed in a prior meeting, and as a way to match some estimated stimulus funding at that time. Right now, the Army Corps, since 2002 to present, has never received any matching funds from the district as far as the payment goes. So they need the payment of 25% local matching to cover their costs from 2002 to present, which is development of the agreement that we was authorized, I think, back in March of 2006. There was a project management plan and some other legal costs incurred, but basically it's to pay that local share. I think the number I got from the project manager with the Corps was around $380,000 that they've spent over that whole time period to date, and that's from 2002. So it's a 25% match in that fund of that amount, plus doing the environmental clearance work for the upcoming geotechnical investigation at San Rosa Creek Beach.
Thank you. Good. Bob, take it as best you can. I appreciate your discussion, but when you talk about an amount like this, do you have a table that we could look at? I mean, if somebody presented me and said, by the way, I need $166,000, I'd ask, could you show it to me?
I have a letter from the Army Corps, but I don't have a table.
No, you're our engineer. You're dealing with the Corps. And you got nice numbers, but I'd like to see why we don't have, in other words, this is not, it's, so what I'm understanding is we are essentially catching up to expenditures from the Corps of Engineers from the last payment of somewhere in 2002 to the present, which you say they say $380,000, okay? So that's 95. So what we're doing is, I want to make, and correct me when I'm wrong. Am I okay to where I am now?
Yeah, I think it's like 97,000 or something like that.
So. Okay. Then from present, meaning now, through they want to start doing, they should be doing work now, I hope. Right. In their fiscal year, which will end in September of this year.
Right.
That leaves, I'm doing the math because you haven't done it, so you can bear with me a moment. Okay, it's five from that is one, nine from that is, so $71,000 of what we're talking about today is to be matching some expenditures between now and September, right?
Right, there's also two agreements they want to commit to. One is the EA, so it's matching funds. I do not have an estimate from them.
Wait.
I have estimated that at 10 to 20,000.
Please. This amount has to be is for work between now and September, right? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah. Let me jump in. It's to encumber appropriations that the Corps has been given. In other words, they have to encumber the money by entering into contracts and so forth before the end of the fiscal year, so that they can capture the money that's appropriated for this particular fiscal year.
Okay.
So they're not going to spend it between now and September the 30th.
So we have to put cash up for them to enter into a contract for which they will not have an expenditure. Okay. Let's assume we can live with that.
Correct.
Now, through discussion, we hear this, there's going to be also, I guess my point of trying to get find out where the money's going, what we're paying for at this stage, or what we have need to pay for, because the 95 is gone, because they expended that money and it disappears into the federal hold. The 71 is for the encumbrances of new work that is at least in the pipeline now.
Right.
All right. Now, my follow-up question would have been then, what are we also, and when it gets encumbered, what is the total value of the new encumbrances so that are we going to be looking at something for the 2009-10 budget at this point? Do they know?
Well, one of the reasons there's not a real solid answer in there is we have two concurrent activities going on with the Corps right now. We have this immediate need to fund the local match to keep them going, but we also have a local credit review occurring with them that's been going very, very slow for $3 million of local credit funding. We were hopeful that that would be approved by this point, and we could apply that fund towards this $166,000. That did not happen on time because of their internal procedures that they've developed for reviewing that $3 million credit. And I've developed a schedule based on all the tasks they gave me, and I don't think that's going to come around until roughly the end of February of this coming year, 2010. So we won't know where we stand on that $3 million credit until that time. So that's one of the unknowns that we're dealing with, is will they approve that $3 million local credit that we've been after that was in the 2007 WERDA bill. We actually had a line item in that bill. So because of this, we had the stopgap measure to try to cover the cost it spent to date on the project, as well as this pending environmental assessment, as well as a portion of the geotech investigation itself. The total amount of money that they believe that would take locally is about $325,000. the $166,000, they feel they could stay within, at least until we get that local credit approved. So that's the number we're looking at.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's kind of frustrating, the fact that I read back in November that they were going to do exactly that, review that $3 million to see, in fact, if it was valid. How can we depend on an organization like that to do anything other than to spend our money? It must be frustrating to you as well as us and the public to see what have they accomplished and since that time. And what I calculated was that there'd be $664,000 would be then our 25% share of the total package. What are they going to do for that? What tangible results will we see as a result of that expenditure?
Well, I agree. It's been very frustrating for staff, too. The Ward of Bill was a long negotiation with Congress.
Yeah.
They put a lot of language in that bill about evaluating projects and making sure the projects made sense, in so many words. What that created for the Army Corps is they had to stop and develop new review procedures, and it's taken them a long time to even figure out what the Ward of Bill required them to do from that language that was added to that bill. So this is a whole internal thing with Army Corps in figuring out, you know, just how do we review these projects to abide by what Congress's wishes were back when that 2007 bill was approved. So they're just getting caught up on their procedures. It's been a long process for them to even know which direction they're going to go in this review process. So that's really been the hang-up on their end. It has been extremely frustrating to get some action. That's why I've been pushing them to develop schedules, so, you know, to get actual schedules. What are you going to produce, and when are you going to produce it? So we now have that schedule, at least on their review process, as well as an environmental assessment process. And basically, the work products will be the geotech investigation out on the Santa Rosa Creek Beach, as well as the required environmental clearance that has to precede those activities out there. Have I answered your question?
Yeah. Bob, I think it bears mentioning to the status of the review that is required to be eligible for the $3 million credit. In other words, you know, we've already provided the Corps with documentation of money spent. It's passed the LA District Office review, and there's a recommendation that's been sent on to Washington, D.C. to approve the documentation that we've submitted. And that's the final approval comes from Washington. All of the work has been done. It's just a matter of getting somebody in Washington, D.C. to pay attention to it and approve what the L.A. District Office has recommended.
Well, yeah, it's a very involved review process. It's the L.A. Division has been fine to work with, and they've taken it up to a point. Now, their process in conforming to the Ward of 2007 requires an independent review by a whole other group. There's another department in San Francisco office that gets involved. There's the D.C. headquarters and the Assistant Secretary of the Army that gets involved in D.C. Civil Works. So there's a lot of steps that they have to go through to abide by their procedures. And that's what I'm digging out of them through conversations and just getting, you know, where's the schedule and who's doing what when.
Yes, sir.
And I appreciate there's two things going on. One is the administrative, financial, GAO, accounting type things that go on in the U.S. government that I realize you're struggling with for the 25% match credit of the $3 million that we, plus or minus, because it can't be exactly $3 million. And this is now it's 3,166, okay? I still have to go back to the question. So have you seen, since you say they do things to the nth degree, have you seen an accounting of where the $380,000 are? Do we get a bill from the Corps of Engineers?
Well, again, that's I've been after that for a long time for them. I have some drafts. I have a draft document they sent me. I've been waiting for a final document from them for quite some time. I know this has been a public records request in the past. It's been requested in the public by the public in the past. I've expressed that fully to the Corps staff, and I'm still expecting. All I have is a letter from them with the amount that they're requesting.
I appreciate your frustration with that, but my frustration is with the staff here. If you have something, I don't care if it's a draft. You can stamp the draft. You can stamp it I don't know what you stamp it. But I'm still struggling with the idea is what was the three that you have any idea what $380,000 paid for? And I think you know what the hopefully whatever the remainder is, what these next charges that they're going to do, which we know it's going to be. But I think this is going to be a look. I'm assuming this is going to go through. We're going to make a successful project here. But I'm not going to sit here 4 years later, whoever's going to be sitting here 4 years later, and say, well, yeah, we think they spent $16 million and we have to come up with another million. But they spent $13 million out of $3 million is gone. Because, by the way, if it comes in at $9 million, we get money back. You realize that, you know. But I'm not too hopeful of that. But I'm trying to get the relationship is that unless we know where the money is being spent, then you have the culpability of not doing your job. Right now, they're not doing their job in a timely manner. I appreciate that. But unless you can produce something that tells me, let's assume the next, this is only good for the fiscal year now. If everything went perfect and the sun shined and the Coast Commission said, yeah, sounds great now, fine, go ahead and start working. All of a sudden now there's going to be maybe $1 million worth of work that's eating it. It's our money. Even if $3 million we paid, once under this agreement is 75-25, we should have a right to see what's being spent and how it's being spent. And if these procedures aren't started now, they're surely not going to start it when we get it. I mean, once you get into the role of getting a project underway in construction, it's hard to follow things if the policies and procedures aren't set up. So whenever you or whoever meets with the Corps, you'd better tell them we're not just going to sit by and just let them handle their project without us being well advised and both financially as well as technically as the project moves forward. Otherwise, I can't condone something. But again, all I'm saying is I don't know what you have, what you don't have, but at any meeting now, from now on, that you, the staff, produces something that they want an allocation for, I want to see a table which says, here's the project, here's the idea, here's what was spent on engineering, here's what's spent on construction, here's the total expected to be spent, and this is what we need. I'm not going to sit at a meeting and have a piece of paper that says, they just told us we need $166,000. Whether it's the Corps, whether it's the Utilities Committee that I brought up, the point is, and you do that. I know you do that. But that's what bothers me. I've seen all the documentation you did for all the projects that we looked at. Why don't we have one for this?
Again, I've been after the information. So
no, you sure. Put... It's draft. Wait, yeah, but you're coming here today, at least staff is and the board, to make an allocation of money. I want to see something. It doesn't have to be right. It can't be right. I appreciate it. But at least we know, the public knows, well, they looked at this. It looks like they spent $380,000. They expect to spend encumber other stuff. So really what we're doing, we're actually catching up on something, and the allocation is 95 plus 71, roughly, in numbers. So all I'm saying is, if I see just verbally and you start explaining and throwing numbers at that I can't see, I don't think it's right for us or the public or the community. So be that as it may.
We can get it justified. We'll work with them by the next board meeting as best we can, and we'll get the numbers before you go.
Again, I appreciate that. I'm not saying you're going to get everything out of the Corps. But you're not getting anything directly out of the Corps. Doesn't mean you don't have the obligation to give us your best judgment. Right. That's what he's using, his best judgment. Yeah. Or the best information available. You can put, verbal. But I got to see something to understand where this money went. What was the 380? I mean, I don't want to hear it now because it's spent. but I don't want to go forward without knowing where my money is, our money is going. And I look at everything I spend as my money, because that's the best way to do it. Because I wouldn't spend money on something I don't know what I'm paying for. So, thank you.
Any other questions from the staff?
I don't know if this is a time to question it or after public comment, but in your recommendations, it says the last line of the recommendations says a future transfer of $160,000 could, and I'm using the word could, you know, circle that word, occur from the water fund to the general fund. We ran into this problem previously on accounting aspects. And so I just wanted to make it clear, if we go forward with this, that I want the board to make it clear, is this a transfer from the general fund or is this a loan from the general fund? So just board members.
That's the reason why we put it in there, so every option was on the table.
So that as part of whatever we, if we do this, we determine it to be a loan or a transfer so that for later purposes we can deal with it.
Good point.
I was thinking in terms of putting out draft information. I realize the problem is later on someone says, well, you said so-and-so, you know, but I think we have to do it and just have it stamped so that there's no question. Someone later on say, well, you said so-and-so, but that was the draft situation. But I think we all get caught on that basis.
Okay, any other questions? All right, we have a number of requests to speak this morning. I'm going to start with Michael Dill because he has to leave by 9 o'clock. So we'll let him go.
I have to leave too.
Mr. Dill?
Good morning. We all have appointments.
Well, Pete made a point of telling me that, right. And so I'm going to honor it. Mr. Dill, please.
Thank you. My name is Michael Dill. I live in Paso Robles. I'm a lot owner. And on behalf of United Lot Owners of Cambria, we understand the urgency of what has happened here. After listening to just what transpired, Mr. Domenico is certainly right. We see your frustrations for the staff and things, but this is just a glitch. And at this point in time, you should not stall this program over a mere $166,000. You're talking millions of dollars.
Please, let's let the gentleman speak. Give him the courtesy of your attention. Thank you. Go ahead, Mr. Dillon.
You have I see that I watch these meetings on the TV, and it's been beneficial for you to make the changes that you have seen and done. Over this board in the last several months with this new elected board. But there has become this small, boisterous community, this small group that's mostly here before you now, and they have come to the point that they are holding up progress. You have been elected by the majority of the public, and they are stalling you. I cannot see that... You can only, we've been fighting this for so long. We've owned a lot for almost 30 years now. And we silently wait and wait, and you move forward and you're making progress. But to stall this program at this point in time is ludicrous. Do not lose this funding from the government. Do not stall this program anymore. You need to vote and move forward on behalf of the majority that elected you and do the job that you were elected to do. The locals are tired of their restrictions and their surcharges and everything that's been put on them. They're ready to move forward. You have the safety, the welfare, the environment, everything you've heard before. Please do not let this small group hinder you any longer. It's been great that you listen to them and they have a voice, but it's to the point that they want to decide and make it. They want to vote in everything that comes before you. They want to have a voice and say something and speak and be heard. You need to speak and move forward and then inquire the public. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Dillon. The next request to speak is from David Burton.
Would you like to speak? I'll speak. You know, I think
Mahalo Burton is next.
Well, so I'll go
whichever
first.
Whichever. Okay, go ahead. Doesn't matter.
Okay, Mahalo Burton, Cambria. I don't appreciate Mr. Dill, who does not live here, criticizing the local people and giving priority to speak. He is a lot owner. He is not a resident. And he's had ample opportunity in 30 years to build on his lot because the wait list has gone through multiple times. So I'm tired of people like that standing here and criticizing me, a local. Okay, now to get to what's on him. Mr. Greshens, you told me over a year ago
please address the board.
Mr. Greshens told the board and the public over a year ago that there would be no CCSD money, period, for this geotech. He said there was $700,000 credit from the Army Corps of Engineers to do the geotech. We're not supposed to be doing anything except an environmental assessment for the geotech. We're not supposed to be spending any money for a desal facility, period. So everything is all mixed up. Now suddenly at the 11th hour, this fishy thing comes forward that we have to have a special meeting with 24-hour notice, not 72-hour notice, because this money is due with the Army Corps of Engineers. We are paying for a lobbyist. We're paying for a full-time engineer. We've got a general manager. Everything is cloaked in secrecy. I asked on a public request document to find out exactly what is going on with the geotech. Tammy Ruddick told me, oh, I can't give that information to you. Go to the Army Corps of Engineers. Just blew me off. And I've got it all on an email. We have to have a full accounting of exactly what is going on. Don't rubber stamp this. Director D'Amico asked some hard questions. I don't see any questions coming from the center of this board. Why isn't Peter Chalvet? You were here when the last desal facility was thrown out. You voted, rubber stamped everything for the last, 20 years on desal, and you're not even looking at me because you're ashamed. It's about time that you came forward and said desal is a bad choice. Let's get and start utilizing both our creeks and build some storage, but you're fear-mongering. All you say is, oh, we need 3 years worth of water storage. Every opportunity you've wasted, and I hope you are voted out.
Next question to speak is from David Burton.
You have to stand up over there.
He can sit down. Sorry.
I just characterize this as blackmail. Someone comes along and says, either you give us this money or you're off the list. So then I read the contract that Art Maldonado signed that got us into this, or assured us we'd be on the pay-to-play list. And it says they can walk. My reading was they can walk away anytime they want. Another Katrina comes, the Army Corps is all directed somewhere else. We put in however many dollars, and we have no assurances. And then I hear our engineer telling us this morning, well, I've got my fingers crossed, and there's something out there, and I hope it's going to come forward. And if we don't do this, we aren't going to be in the line anymore. We're going to be a low priority project because we're not really serious about it. And then I understand we have $3 million worth of seriousness that they don't care to. We have to be earnest. They don't. It's always trust us. We can't afford to send this money off without something really concrete. I mean, I'm not for desal, but I'm really against sending money off when somebody just hands you a bill and says, we'll get to your $3 million credit later, but we need this now or you're off the list. Thank you.
Thank you. Next request to speak is from Ann Winburn.
Thank you. I too was offended by the first speaker, who is not a local. I don't appreciate being called a minority, troublemaker, rabble-rouser. I would not rubber stamp this project either. There is not enough paperwork. I want to see numbers, just like Mr. D'Amico expressed, for expenditures. What have they spent the money on to date? We don't know. We request information. We don't get it. So I would know there's no way I would approve this $166,000 based on the explanations I've heard here today and read. We, as Mickey said, we have lobbyists that we're paying. Why didn't they advise us that this money was coming due? And I object to this approach to spending. As David just said, I feel this is they're just hijacking us. They're you know, they're just saying they need the money, and what do we get for it? Nothing in writing. There's nothing in writing. What has the Army Corps of Engineers been doing? We don't know. Where's a report on what they've been doing to date? We all want to know. The town wants to know. You directors want to know. And you guys don't even know what they've been doing with the money we've given them. So how you could, in good conscience, rubber stamp this 24-hour request for $166,000 is just heinous to me and extremely irresponsible spending. It sounds like we're loaning the Army Corps of Engineers money. And what's that going to do to Cambria's credit rating? You know, I would fire the Army Corps of Engineers. They're just a supplier. They are the worst supplier I have ever observed. I've been in charge of buying a lot of big projects in my life, and I cannot believe the worst practices I have seen in this project that I've ever seen, and how to mismanage a project. It's just irresponsible, especially because you're spending public money. And the public asks, okay, what are we getting for this money? You guys can't tell us. That's all I have to say. Thank you. Please don't approve this expenditure today.
Thank you. Elizabeth Bentenhausen?
Yes, I was going to say sitting too, if I might.
Sure.
I asked you 9 months ago about the project cooperative agreement that you signed with the Army Corps of Engineers 3.5 years ago, and I asked why you weren't getting the quarterly reports and sharing them with us, and you said you weren't getting the quarterly reports, but the Army Corps of Engineers is legally obliged to provide to you quarterly. And I was assured by Director Sanders, as I'm sure you will remember, Director Sanders, that we would definitely get this as soon as possible. Therefore, I have now to believe that 9 months is not as soon as possible. And I am reminded again of what I said to a former board when you approved the desalination project with the Army Corps of Engineers. And that back in 2004, the documents showed that you were already negotiating with them to do this. And I said to you, I have read The Cadillac Desert. In my estimation, one of the best books ever written. And it's about the fight between the Bureau of Land Management and the Army Corps of Engineers in California. What I want to say, especially this morning, again, is please read the book. But we are seeing nothing unusual about the Army Corps of Engineers in the request they have just made to you. They have done this repeatedly over a century in California. And now we're supposed to sit here and say, oh my goodness, they want some more money. Here it is, guys. I want the quarterly reports before this even came up, and I'm still waiting. The second point I want to make is that the Water Resources Development Act of 2007 does not say Cambria is going to get $3 million. It says no more than $3 million. It shall not exceed. And so far, since they haven't over the decades approved much of this stuff, and here in Cambria, we've heard at these meetings monthly, we expect the approval by the Army Corps in a month or two. We've been hearing that since 2006 when you signed the agreement, and then 2008 when you asked for the amendment. We have not, I'm still in that same set with friends, we have not had any update from them on specific expenses, despite all the wonderful requests from staff and I'm sure the board. So maybe we citizens are supposed to now start making direct requests to them for the information that you people cannot get from them, because basically their mode of operation is habitual, and I bet you a nickel we're going to start seeing meetings like this from here to Timbuktu, and all the time it's going to be called, as the Army Corps of Engineers calls it, we have documentation that we are not yet ready to give you. And by the end of somebody researching a project, it sure is amazing, because that documentation is invisible. It doesn't show up. So I like my money. I really do. It's not the highest thing in my universe. Grade school kids probably are. But I will not spend a penny of my water money or wastewater money on this kind of allure that, as I love how Mr. Director D'Amico. They extended that money and it disappears into the federal hole. Now, the quarterly report is supposed to open up that federal hole a bit. So, friends, I asked you 9 months ago, and I'm sitting here right now wondering, who should I trust? Thank you.
Thank you. Mary Webb is next.
I couldn't agree more. Thank you, Elizabeth, for saying that, and disagree more with this person from Paso Robles who doesn't live here, saying that you're supposed to follow the vote of the citizens of Cambria. We've never had a vote. I wish I could have said that while he was sitting here. It's something I've been asking for 2 years. Where is the vote from the citizens on desalination, which is what this project is all leading us towards, a $75 million project. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. As you can see, what the Army Corps of Engineers does is they don't need, it's not going to be $75 million. What's it going to be, $150 million, $100 million? Who knows? We have no budget. The other thing I've asked for at least a year is a budget for geotech drilling. There's no budget. Where is our budget for desalination? There is no budget. And last year, they're trying to raise our water and sewer rates to pay for projects we have no budget on. We have no idea what this thing is going to cost us. It is completely irresponsible. This is a calling a meeting and within 24-hour notice because of a deadline where all of a sudden we need $166,000 by Tuesday. In the resolution, you're talking about taking it from the water fund to the general fund. I thought you couldn't take money out of the water fund and go to the general fund. I thought that was a definite, absolutely cannot take money that way, that you could put money from the general fund into the water fund, but not the other way around. Well, all of a sudden now we're going to take it out of the water fund, what, so we can raise our water and sewer rates because we don't have enough money in it? This project is lacking an environmental review. And the proposal is to shut down a public beach, start drilling in a steelhead creek. According to minutes of last meeting for the CCSC, the Army Corps staff are still developing an environmental assessment, which will include a project description for their proposed geotech investigation at the Santa Rosa Creek beach area. It is hopeful that the environmental assessment will be ready for public review sometime within the next month or two. Hopeful. Being hopeful that an environmental review is going to take place sometime in the future is not good enough. Drilling in Santa Rosa Creek could risk our current water supply. This is where we're getting our water right now. It's like we're just going to take all this equipment and start tearing up Santa Rosa Creek with, you know, what is that environmental review going to cost? There's no budget. Who knows? Last meeting, we talked about the SCADA project. We have spent millions of dollars on SCADA. The SCADA equipment for the water system has been received but not installed to date due to funding concerns. We don't have the money to install already the equipment we've spent millions on for an ongoing project at the CCSD. This is a project that is not finished yet. We don't have money for rodeograms, pump station replacement, and Stewart's Dairy tanks. Due to a lack of project funding, RBF Consulting has been requested to cease working on the initial study mitigated NAGDEF for each of these projects, as well as their respective designs. Because why? We don't have the funding for those projects. We're talking about spending $166,000 right now on a future project that we don't have a budget for when we've got these unfinished projects. This is completely irresponsible. These decisions have developed after many separate recommendations, discussions, and decisions were made without informing the community of the entirety and scope of the total cost of these decisions when taken together. This is something that you said, Mr. D'Amico, when you ran for CCSD over a year ago. None of these projects have been properly researched. None of them have clear and concise budgets. None have adequate environmental reviews, and many of them do not reflect the needs and wants of the community. That's over a year and a half ago. I couldn't agree more. We do not have a complete picture of what is coming up. The scope of the work that is before us, a yes vote on this resolution could easily be the very first step in bankrupting the CCSD. Cambrians, you may not be here. None of you may be sitting up here when all this stuff comes down, but the entire community will still be here. We will bear the cost of the huge expenditures presently considered necessary by this CCSD board of directors, none of which have been mandated by any state or county agency or formally voted on by the residents of Cambridge. Please vote no.
Thank you for your comment. Tina Dickinson, is next.
When I arrived this morning, I read the staff recommendations for the agenda today, and then the discussion. And what I find most troubling, and I would think legal counsel would have looked at this, but as we look down in discussion about the eighth and ninth line down, the sentence starts unfortunately. Unfortunately, the Corps has not yet completed its review and approval of Canberra's $3 million local credit. Therefore, they have requested payment of $166,000 to be applied towards Canberra's local share of project costs, which will include an environmental assessment clearance document for the proposed geotech investigation activities at Santa Rosa Creek Beach area and the subsequent geotechnical investigation. Unfortunately is the key word here. If the Corps has not done its job in looking at and reviewing what Canberra has already paid to them, I do not see how they can demand $166,000. And I have to wonder, how did they come up with that number if they haven't been going through and reviewing the process up to this point? I cannot, if I were a director sitting here today and being confronted with all what I see here, I don't know how you can possibly turn over $166,000 to the Army Corps based on what we've heard today and based on what we haven't heard. I find it absolutely shocking that we are going to give money continuously to an organization that I feel it. I wonder how we're going forward. It's most troubling, and I have to agree with you that I think the town will be bankrupted over this project. The board has, we've had presentations from staff on what needs to be done in this town, and I just can't see us keep spending money in this fashion when we have real issues concerning our water and sewer, which I thought you were representing us on, that need to be addressed. They're serious. And we agreed. We thought that was part of why we were giving you a rate increase, was to take care of these issues. And I think this is money that is ill spent. And I think you really, I mean, this word, unfortunately, the Corps has not yet completed its review, and yet they're expecting this specific amount of money, is very troubling. And I would think that legally we have something to go on here. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I have no more requests to speak. I do have three written submissions on this agenda item. The first is from Gregory and Catherine Horn, and they support the expenditure of $166,000. I have one from Mr. and Mrs. Dill. He's already spoken in favor of the expenditure. And finally, one from Jim and Linda Ensley, and they support the expenditure. Response from staff to the issues that were raised?
There's a couple. There was a comment made that the CCSD has spent or sent local funds before. That's not true. This is the first time. We've been pushing steadfastly on the $3 million credit. So we haven't sent any money to the Army Corps of Engineers. And then the other thing that's unrelated to this project but spent millions of dollars on SCADA, we're working and actually we'll be in a position to work with the Utilities Committee. We have not spent millions of dollars on SCADA. So I want to make those points clear.
Board members, yes. Director.
Just maybe it's the spirit of this morning, but I don't know that it should be a secret. I was just going to answer that. But I thought Mr. Gresham's made a presentation to the Utilities Committee, and I don't, again, see that. And apparently, if I remember correctly, the number was about $605,000. How much was spent on SCADA to date?
$654,000,
okay. It's not that it's de minimis, but it's not made. So, understand? Right. And I just, if I may, because I think, we have a lot of sensitivities here, and I just want to segment them so people can understand at least some positions. Number one, yeah, the SCADA, I think it's unconscionable. I appreciate that. I said that, as you say, last year. Couldn't understand. I'm even surprised on how much we spent, but we'll have to live with what we have. We did have a meeting. I appreciate it. And Bob does have a handle on finally. Not him finally, but I think we have a spot where, you know, he's new to it because a prior person left. And I think we're getting information on what it's going to cost to complete. So that'll be something. And I do want to clarify then, because it's been brought up several times about the rate increase. The rate increase, and we did that specifically, was not a capital projects rate increase. It was to increase our operating and to do what we call major maintenance, whether it be hydrants, panels, doors, or whatever. So we have not ignored the projects like Stewart Street or Rodeo Grounds Tank or the SCADA, which I think is probably you. And we can, again, the board has to decide the priority of things. But to have it's roughly 350 or 300, a little over 350,000 of equipment sitting in boxes is, you know, if you're going to spend any money to get something done, that's got to happen. So, but that'll be I think we're going to talk about that maybe on the next meeting, which is the end of the meeting under the utility report. So it's not, we are not ignoring those other items, and I realize there is need for that. And again, the board, at least, and we've talked about it, that we have to come back to the community and say, look, if you want Rodeo Grounds, Stewart Street, and SCADA, this is what you're voting for, or not voting. I guess it's a negative with the 218 type thing. The rate increase is necessary to fund this, this, and this, and we will have the right tables with the right information, with the right contingencies, so no one is... It's an open book as to where the money is going to go. Okay, I appreciate that. We pay catch up a little bit here. The other thing is, and to Elizabeth's comments, and this is where I'll just suggest to the president and Tammy, the general manager, that after we discuss and vote, either way, we have to direct our DC. Consultant, I hate to obvious myself, but to meet with the Corps and in plain language, which Washington people know how to use, okay, say, you guys got to do something with the agreement, because if he's come back to the well again and that agreement isn't signed, then we should be going to our congressman, our senator, and say, what the heck's going on?
Agreed.
With the Corps. I mean, if they can't get something done in a year, why should we expect them to do something good with the plan? And it is different groups of people too. But that's we can get into that. And so the other thing that, because to Mary's question or discussion, I want to make sure we're clear that this is money coming out of the general fund. But I think we've got to go somewhere, which we have, as I remember, not, and I was actually not for it. But I think at this point, if we're going to try to say we want the books to be right between the funds and between the entities, which we have two entities, we have an enterprise, we have the general fund, I think this should be documented in this agreement, or however legal counsel says it will be done. This is a loan to the water fund. Because sooner or later, this whole if as a project, it goes under the water. So if at some point in time there's a bond proposal, should everything all the stars align and the moon and the planets, then the general fund should not have been bearing the cost of this project. Okay. So.
Let me add to that. I agree with you on that it should be a loan, but I would add to that that it be a loan to the capital improvement.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever the operating that affects on rates, so that people will still have they'll know exactly what is coming from, so that it be specific that it's a loan against reserves from capital or a part of capital improvement, so that it doesn't come out of that kind of thing. I couldn't agree more with Director D'Amico in terms of the accountability thing. We're we're kind of in a rock and a hard place, and I hate to say this, but we've known that something was going to come. That we were going to have to, that we were, you kind of indicated you were hoping that we'd have the $3 million credit done. And I guess my concern here is that you probably should have alerted us earlier, because that something was going to need to be done rather than last minute. That puts us in a position that's kind of a position that's not a good one to make decisions on. That's my greatest concern, is that we've known that probably that there's problems in getting this $3 million approved through the procedures, and I wish that we'd have been alerted over the last couple of months that this is a potential coming to us. It's just so that we can understand that that they might come to us and ask us for money, and then your concerns about specifically what it is, we would have had time to get that. That's my concern right now. I'm going to. Everyone knows that I'm a supporter of DSAL. I've said that from the very start. I am going to support this because not to support it probably puts a kink in the situation that we can iron out and get through. However, I will go along with Director D'Amico in saying that future things need to be better explained and better laid out, and maybe we better get the budget timelines laid out on all this. Anyhow, that's all. Very good.
Just a point. Taking another look at it, a different approach. Dealing with the government is sort of dealing with the devil. In aerospace industry, they could pull a contract and thousands of people would be left on the street. We've, as a business, we've worked with the government. And there's some good government agencies that you can work with. One of the problems we do have, we have an allocation of $10.3 million. We have $2.5 million stimulus funds. We have $3 million of potential credit. So when you have all that coming from the government, you wind up having to deal with ACE, the Army Corps of Engineers. So they're the devil in a sense, but they can be managed. And I think one of the problems we do have, we've analyzed our dam water problem for decades and decades. And we analyzed it over and over again. It came out the same way. The desal was the favored solution, justified solution, least expensive solution. The people shake their heads, but the data was presented and it was identified as accurate. And I think what will be shown is information that will justify again that desal is the most appropriate. All up and down the coast of California, the programs are in force for desalinization. Water is precious, and we have an infinite source versus one that's variable based on the gods, and that is a drought, which will affect anybody, including Nacimiento water, Whale Rock water, and reservoirs that we could construct. So we have to be aware, with an open mind, we move forward. We've made a deal with the devil. We have 166 grand that we have to put in place. But I think as a pledge, at least from my standpoint, we won't spend any more money unless there's a full audit of what we're doing and there's an understanding of the elements involved, and that is the cost projections and also a commitment from the Corps of goals, of specific objectives. And, of course, the first one is the findings of Santa Rosa Creek, the underground source of water intake. That's the linchpin. That's the tipping point that will say that we can do this job. You've got to remember, there's benefits that accrue beyond just water.
the valuation of our homes, the environment itself will be positively affected. There's many things that are affected. We're going to take out the steelhead. We're not going to take out the steelhead. We need to have a dialogue that is with open minds rather than closed minds. And my pledge is that we will have that. And this is the most important legacy that we can give our grandchildren, is to find eventually, since 1860, a solution to the water problem. And I am committed to desal unless I see something overriding that says it's not founded in fact and logic. I am 100% committed to desalinization, and I will absolutely vote for it. Thank you.
Thank you, Director McKinnon. Director Salicott.
Yes, I was here in 1860, and I remember the drought. It was severe, and I'm glad you caught that. You are awake. Anyway, it was severe, and it did result in ranchers having to push their cattle over the cliff because they had no food for them. Now, that could occur again. It was a six-year drought, I believe. Well documented by our historian in the newspaper. And there's no reason why this shouldn't occur again, and we'd all have to leave town. In our emergency water committee, we even discussed what would happen when we run out of water, and it's a serious situation. It starts with the business having to close up because there's no water and residents having to leave town. There's very little alternative. And this board sees that in the back of our mind. It was that way when I came on the board 15 years ago. It was not 20. I was listening. I have supported desal since that time. I came on as an engineer. I was not sure about desal, so I had to listen. I had to listen to all the engineers and go and visit, and then I became a favor of desal. I've only voted once against desal, and that was when we wanted the councillor. I voted for it ever since. We're all disappointed the fact that this expenditure comes in the 11th hour. We understand why. It's the way the government works. And we're, as you say, we're dancing with the devil. Oh, it's not quite that bad. Right now, I'm fully supportive of this. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Chaldicott. In terms of proceeding forward, it's my suggestion that we consider this resolution and have an up or down vote on it. And hearing the dialogue among the board members, I would suggest that we add a paragraph to the resolution that would be roughly as follows, and counsel, help me here if you think I'm going astray. I would add another resolution paragraph that would say, be it further resolved that the $166,000 payment shall be made from general fund reserves and treated as a loan to the water fund, which shall be documented. Is that sufficient for legal purposes? And does that cover the issue as far as your concern? It's been moved and seconded to adopt resolution 43-2009 as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Sir?
Yes. Discussion.
Per Mr. Carmel's comment, as a resolution, does it have to be read in full, or should we waive the reading?
No, that's
ordinary.
Oh, that's ordinary. I'm sorry. Just, I didn't want to miss anything.
That's okay, there, ma'am.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Last item on the agenda is public comment period, the second public comment period. Is there anybody who wishes to address the
comment?
Yes,
I'd like
please.
To know when the search charges are going to come.
So would I.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hopefully never.
To Mr. Director McKinnon, what is your fallback position when the permitting agencies do not permit the desalination facility? That's something for you to think about.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Yes.
My comment is that I don't understand how you can make a motion and a resolution on a capital improvement project when we don't have a capital improvement project. Geotech investigation, we don't have the meeting that we've been waiting for with Frank and the utilities. That's not going to happen now until after this meeting. So you're actually approving a capital improvement project we don't really have a budget for, a capital improvement project for. We won't have any details about it until after this meeting. So it's it makes no sense to me.
Thank you for your comment. Yes. Tina Dixon.
The comment that I made earlier was never addressed. I did say that I think you have a legal argument with the wording in this discussion and with what's taking place here. Nothing was addressed on that. I think if this had been another situation, you would have jumped on it. And I really have a problem with council and board not looking into this. This is ridiculous.
Well, let me say, Tina, we have an existing agreement with the Corps of Engineers.
Yes, we do.
The existing agreement requires a 25% local match. So
it requires what the discussion says here, that the review should have taken place by now, not for them to say, oh, in February we'll have it done, and you guys need to cough up $166,000. That is wrong, and not one of you has addressed that.
I appreciate your position, but I
but
personally
don't
think...
But the man from Paso who doesn't live here, he got your vote. I love it. He got your vote.
Thank you. Meeting's adjourned.
I'm going to do ask the question.
What is this, a microphone?
I don't even know how. Yeah. Okay. I met with Colonel Meg. Scott and I both met with Colonel Meg. In April.
Uh-huh.
And we talked about all of these issues. And the long and the short of it is
I'm trying to figure out.
That's kind of